This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. The week's best bits. Laura and Duncan's Hope Breakfast Podcast.
Hey, podcasterinos.
You need to stop giving the podcast people a name. We're just people.
I feel like I'm right here in your headphones as you go jogging. You can do it. Push harder.
Gosh.
Run faster.
Wow. You know what? It was a big week on the show this week because we had the afters here. Stargo so Dim good. Here. And if you missed the live Hope Garage session they did, you've got all the best bits to listen to.
We got a chunky bit of nuggety goodness in relation to Eurovision.
That sounds like indigestion.
It does.
I want to know about your nuggety bits. Also, the People's Court was in full session. We needed to determine what was best for our well-being.
Someone give me a gavel.
Ready to do the countdown?
Okay, ready?
Okay, three, two, one.
Breakfast is ready!
Morning, Laura Bennett.
Morning, Duncan Robinson. I think we can consider ourselves stock photo models now. Like, you know when you get a photo frame and there's those faces in it who you don't know who they are?
That you immediately pull out and put your actual portrait in?
No, they look like the family you always wish you had. I think that's us now.
So we have gone to great lengths to craft for you, Hopeland, some stock photos.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for a couple of people laughing while they're sipping coffee.
I mean, I'm thinking like church bulletin. Or maybe if you like your business place needs someone looking really smart as they present, a boardroom presentation, Duncan's face is now there for you.
That's right. If you want that, if you want something simple, something understated, something that involves a bunch of average or maybe above average looking people, then we've got you covered.
Yeah, and you know what? This isn't just for kicks and giggles. This is so that you can win yourself.
Well, it's a little bit for kicks and giggles.
No, it's serious. Your Laura and Duncan wet wipes are up for grabs. If you do incorporate one of the Hopeland stock photos into your workplace, your church bulletin, your school, you do get sent some of these. You just got to show us the picture that you took.
That's
or
right.
used.
So head along to hope1032.com.au, click on Laura and Duncan's Great Stock Photo Challenge, download them, and get designing.
Alicia Keys, she was with Jimmy Kimmel, I believe it was, doing, or Jimmy Fallon, one of the Jimmys, doing celebrity impersonations, and she gave Adele a fair crack.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
That's pretty good.
That's close.
Yeah, I mean, she can sing well enough on her own anyway, but man, she nails Adele singing the alphabet song. 1-300-40-2020, who can you impersonate?
You got to be bold, you got to be courageous.
Have you got one?
I've always been a huge fan of Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
I'm going to give this a crack.
Oh, no.
It's not particularly good.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a song. You might do an impersonation.
Stop with your disclaimers.
Okay, ready. Here
Just
we go.
Just go.
At home, drawing pictures of mountaintops with him on top. Yellow and
Is that really Pearl Jam
lemon
or
yellow
is it
song?
Like Billy Ray Cyrus?
It's a bit terrible.
It's a bit more Billy Ray. 1-300-40-2020. We'd love to hear your best impressions this morning.
I can do a pretty mean pigeon.
Anyway, Brian, on 1-300-40-2020, if we can guess who you are impersonating, we're going to get some Laura and Duncan wet wipes.
How does that sound, Brian?
Oh, good morning, my friends.
Oh, well, that's pretty good.
Is this Cookie Monster? Hang on, give us a little bit more, Brian.
Give me a little bit more, Brian.
Oh, my young Skywalker, you want a picture tonight?
Oh, okay, Duncan. If you can't guess who Brian is, I'll let you do the honors.
I think you're doing Yoda, but it sounds like Yoda's wife a little bit, Brian.
Did we nail it?
Well, it was a big, good try. Yeah, you got it on.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
Yeah. And Brian, you've got yourself some Laura and Duncan wet wipes. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
No worries at all. 1-300-40-2020, hearing your best impressions this morning. Hello, Adam. Who is it? Well, actually, hey, can you just give us a piece of what you've got?
I can take you higher to the streets with golden streets.
It's in the Nickelback.
Can you take me higher?
Oh, no. Boys, what are you doing?
With golden streets.
Oh, Adam.
It's Creed. It's Creed, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
Congratulations, Adam. You have hurt the ears of Sydney and you have won yourself some Laura and Duncan wet wipes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Who doesn't want to hear a bit of Scotty Stapp first thing in the morning?
Yeah, that just happened. Blame ladies and gentlemen, Gilmore Girls, you thought that Netflix doing their special four-episode return was...
A.K.A. Gilmore fully developed and grown women, because they've been around for eternity.
Of course, everyone grows up a little bit, but they came back and you watched the four episodes, you thought, could this be it? Is this the end of Rory and Lorelai for the modern generation? And no, ladies and gentlemen, there looks like conversations are well underway. And hey, look, like the dude in charge says that they're very preliminary conversations, but Netflix could in fact be bringing back more Gilmore Girls. Thank you. Thank you.
Can you do a Gilmore Girls impersonation?
Just talk really quickly, and then I think you've like totally nailed it, because they just talk super quick and use lots of words, and then that's about it.
Perfect.
Yes,
perfect.
I get
Gilmore
words.
Girls. Yep.
You thought it was just me that was excited to hear that super preliminary.
I have no doubt that there are many special people out there who have many special emotions about the Gilmore Girls.
You just shush with your dissing, because on 1-300-40-2020, hello Susan, you keen to see Gilmore Girls come back?
Oh yeah, I love it. It is the best show. You put on the thing, the music, and I'm like, yeah, I'm turning it up on my radio. Like the best show, and they definitely left it open.
Yeah, I mean, without any spoilers, you watch that Netflix four-episode season.
Was
and
it
you
a
think,
cliffhanger, was it?
It is,
oh,
Susan.
It was awesome. It was like, I felt so ripped off. I'm like, no way.
Thank you.
Susan. Can you give me some heads up on this? All right. How many car chases are there in the Gilmore Girls?
I don't think there are any.
How many action scenes are there on rooftops?
None.
How many helicopter joyrides chasing cars are there?
You don't need that.
Thank you. Okay. You just need the theme. You need your cup of coffee and your girlfriends and you're fine.
Isn't this just like girls catching up at Starbucks talking about their feelings?
I'm ignoring you. You know nothing.
Every time we talk about Nick Kyrgios, the Australian tennis player, we're always down on him.
Like, yeah, he's normally just he's bad headlines, right?
Yeah, and he's in the Mexican ATP Open right now. Mm. And he won his previous match, although he started screaming at fans who were cheering for the other guy. And you remember this conversation?
Yes, okay. Against the Israeli opponent.
Yeah, and everyone, and I think I even said it on the show. I said, listen, he really needs to address his kind of mental stamina for these things. Well, he's gone on to beat, at this celebration moment right now, Novak Djokovic at this particular tournament.
Yeah.
This means now that in his first outing against all of the top five tennis players in the world, he has beaten them on the first meeting.
Wow.
It's pretty impressive.
It does. So it speaks to the skill that he's got.
Oh, he's got this guy has incredible upside. If he can pull it together, and I think this is kind of reminiscent of Andre Agassi. So Andre Agassi had real issues trying to get his head in the game for tennis. Eventually what happened was he shaved his head, lost a bunch of weight, and then went on to win a number of major titles.
You reckon that's the secret?
Kyrgios, it's time to shave your head. I don't think he needs to lose any weight, though.
No, maybe like put on weight. See if the reverse is true. Yesterday, we told you that Romania were all set for Eurovision. They said that this was the song they were going to go for. And I mean, yodel it is fantastic.
So we're in a good chance to beat Romania. That's the first point that we need to establish.
Now that we've actually named the person who is going to be Australia's Eurovision contender, we can celebrate, because thank you, Isaiah Firebrace.
Oh, he sounds good. And he's got the coolest last name I've ever heard, Firebrace.
Yeah, Australia does sound like we're in, you know, like pretty good contention now to win. And yeah, of course, when we hear that Australia is going to be in Eurovision, we think, why? Australia is its own country, its own continent. And how come we're not part of Europe? I don't get it.
Well, it's what's got me interested in the sport of Eurovision.
Yeah.
Because when we weren't competing, I thought, well, we don't have any chance of winning. Yeah. So why would I care? But now that Australia's in, I'm going to throw my part of my weight. About 30% of me really cares about
this. A pinky finger. And Isaiah knows how to win, because he won X Factor last season. So I think he's ready to take it home.
Okay, listen, there's a question for the Eurovision newbie fan.
Yes.
Why aren't we sending like a Delta Goodrum or like an AC/DC or the Wiggles? Why aren't we coming forward with our best?
The reality vocal show contestants need something to do after they win.
Okay, that seems like a good point.
Oh,
Laura, I would usually feel pretty patriotic right now.
Yeah.
And I firmly believe that I live in one of the greatest countries in the world, in one of the greatest cities in the world.
Yes.
Honestly, I feel like I'm on top of a mountain. But a recent survey has come out to show that no, turn the volume of that national anthem down a little bit to about 30. No, too much. No, I'm still a little patriotic. There
little
we go.
Bit? Okay.
Okay, that's perfect. Because it turns out Australia is actually the 8th best nation in the world.
No, not even top 5. Our patriotism has dropped severely.
We're not on a podium. We're not getting a medal. We're probably not in the finals of whatever sporting event that was.
Wait a second, though, because even though we're number 8, the survey did credit us with being really great as an outdoorsy kind of nation, and our investment in sport is something to be celebrated.
Laura, you are always looking for the bright side of a rainbow, but you know what? I'm not happy about it. We're not on the podium. Mm. Switzerland came in at number 1.
Yeah.
Last year's winner, Germany, dropped to number 4.
Mm.
And do you know who's ahead of us?
Who?
The USA.
Oh.
I mean, they're usually ahead of us.
Well,
in a lot
I was
of
thinking
things.
You were going to bring the good old New Zealand in. They're not ahead of us.
No, thankfully, New Zealand is well behind us.
I blame myself for this. If I was more interested in sport, maybe Australia would rank a little higher.
It's gutting to know that we are the 8th best nation in the world. You know what we need to do? We need to change this.
Yeah.
We've got to stop giving people Vegemite when they come and visit us.
What?
No one likes Vegemite.
They do like Vegemite. You cannot.
Australians love Vegemite, but no one else loves Vegemite. What we need to do is we need to give them Tim Tams. That's going to push us up. We are joined by the Afters.
Hey.
Yeah. Welcome, guys. So you're in Australia, in Sydney, for the one show here right now, which is pretty cool. How have you guys found Australia so far?
Oh, it's been amazing.
Beautiful.
Not as sunny as everybody said it was here, but beautiful.
We apologise for that. We have the 8th best weather in all of the world. That was just recently appointed to us. So, yeah, that's all we've got to offer. Any encounters with drop bears?
Drop bears. You have to define that for us.
Yeah, okay. So drop bear, it's like a koala bear, but obviously much more dangerous and vicious. The problem is for a lot of tourists that come in to visit, the koala bear and the drop bear look very similar. And if you pat the wrong one, obviously they maul you horribly. That's just something to be aware of.
Do they have those in the parks in downtown?
Because well, that's the thing, is that they actually live in the treetops, fall out of the trees. Yeah, called drop bears, obviously. Yeah, so you'd be out for a jog or something and then wham, something's on your back. It's all over. It's too late. It's like a mountain lion, you know?
Yeah. Just over it.
Yeah. I really don't know whether I should let the joke continue or inform you guys.
This does not sound real.
They're not legit.
Let's go drop bear hunting after this.
Totally. Are you guys up for a little bit of a game? We actually have one for you this morning.
Sure.
Okay. So we're really good with our names. We've called this before or afters. Do you like that?
Yes.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, it's deep.
Never heard that one before.
No, exactly. So original. Pretty much the way it works.
We're all about new radio.
Yeah. We're going to ask you whether you do something before or after, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, do you brush your teeth as soon as you wake up or after breakfast?
Ooh, both.
Wow, you got some clean teeth there, Josh.
Yes, for me, it's always before.
Yes. Always before. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Do you have dinner before a performance or after?
After.
Both.
The double dinner.
It probably depends on what time the show is.
I don't like to eat before we play.
Yeah. Really? You go empty stomach?
I don't like it. Yeah. Every time I do, if say we see a really great meal and I'm tempted and I eat, I always regret it.
Well, that's the last thing you want is like that light. Excuse me, I'm sorry. That didn't mean to come out. No. Real mood breaker.
On the road, of course, keeping your relationship with God close and, up to speed is always important. Do you guys have a devotion time with God before bed or do you wait until you've had your beauty sleep and do it first thing in the morning?
Not first thing in the morning. I'm not good at that. I feel like I'm not my best with God if I do that. Some people are morning people. I'm not a morning person.
For me, it would be first thing in the morning. If I don't do it first thing in the morning, it's probably not going to happen.
Because
my day gets too busy. You know what I mean?
Most people, they say you have to do it. I'm just not a morning person. So for me, it's in the afternoon or in the evening when I'm chilling out and rested. And
you're a little more thoughtful? Yeah, that's
I like
the word.
That. All right. Okay, last question.
Yeah.
Do you have a shower in the morning or in the afternoon?
Okay, for me, I have to go to bed clean. So it's not afternoon, it's night. It's like right before
you take showers?
Yeah, sometimes, you know.
Are you a bath man? No. Tell me you're a bath man.
I might be a bath man.
Yes.
I love a good bath.
Oh, that's perfect. This, I thought, could actually be the job that if I don't appear on Monday, you'll know that I went and took up.
Oh, really? Okay.
Kate Middleton is looking for a new personal secretary. Ooh. Oh, hey. So you get to go to all the different events that Kate Middleton gets to go to. You'd, of course, get to hang out with the little kitties. Oh, George and Charlotte. This would be the best. You do have to know all the ins and outs of the people that Kate is going to be meeting because you need to prep her, brief her, etc. But her personal assistant of so many years, someone who has worked for the royal family for over a decade now, is stepping down. She's pursuing, or rather giving time to family life, getting married, etc. So here is our moment.
I would imagine this is the ultimate cool by association job. Do you know?
Totally. And you know what? I would maybe be a little bit tempted to like get one of her fascinators that she's not using one day and just take some selfies in like a royal suite one day. Yeah. And then I'd get fired and then I'd be back here.
Back so here. Okay.
It's fine. Stylego Gym, they've been in Sydney. They were doing a one-night-only Hope Garage session with the Afters. It was amazing. You'll see some of the highlights on our Facebook page. Also, next week, we'll bring you some of the live tunes. But Chris Cleveland, lead singer of Stylego Gym, has hung around to join us this morning. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Doing well.
Very good.
Yeah, y'all say y'all?
We can say y'all.
Y'all. Okay.
Yeah.
That's Oklahoma. I just wanted to bring you a little something fresh from America.
Thank you.
Is Russell Westbrook going to win the MVP this year?
I don't know.
Who's Russell Westbrook?
One, now all the band guys are going to kill me for this, but I'm the one Oklahoman that doesn't care about Russell Westbrook.
Wow.
I know. Hey, I'm sorry, Russ.
I've met him finally. I didn't know he existed.
I know, exactly.
Here's the situation.
Okay.
Every night, my kids get three songs. They get You Are My Sunshine.
Yep.
They get Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, and they get Twinkle.
Mum's got to sing that, though, doesn't she?
But Mum has to sing all of them. I'm not allowed to sing. But here's what I know, is that we get some pretty awesome singers in here. And I know that you got three kids.
I do.
Can you hook me up with a lullaby that I can potentially take over?
You've got a ukulele that Chris can use.
Yeah. So listen, I brought this in. It's a little ukulele. I believe it's in tune.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Oh, that sounds good.
I think, right, okay, let's see how this goes. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. And please don't take my sunshine away. Right?
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
I am going to be having sweet dreams tonight. That was so good. I'm sorry, Duncan, but I don't think Max or Ruby are going to get that from you.
Oh man, that was incredible. I can't wait to play that to him. That was amazing.
Contentious conundrums, bothering botherations. The People's Court.
We're going to do a real serious debate right now. 1-300-40-2020.
Mm.
Do you prefer a shower or a bath?
This seems very intimate and specific.
It
I
is
feel like
very
you have
intimate, very specific.
An axe to grind.
I do. Not an axe to grind. Mm. Maybe something a little bit more gentle.
Like a butter knife?
A bag of Maltesers to open is what I have. Or you can jump on our text line 0448-40-2020. Do you prefer a bath or a shower? Because here's what I am.
What happened?
Unequivocally. A bath man.
Okay.
Any opportunity I can have a bath, I'm in. The bath salts.
Yeah.
I love having a little bit of dark chocolate. Put a little bit of music on. I really ham it up there in the bath. I had a friend who was like, that is disgusting. Mm. You are stewing in your own juices. Why would anyone like having a bath?
But I hear what you're saying because that's like, I mean, everyone loves a good stew, right? Like you come to dinner time, if you make a good meal in a crock pot, you are fine with that. So I don't understand why stewing as in your body in a bath would be so terrible.
Well, I just wonder if there's anyone out there who's with me that baths are fantastic and everyone should be getting into them.
Maybe you're the shower person through and through. I got to say, I normally, like I have my shower in the evening, put my little bed socks on when it's winter particularly and I'm like all snuggled, ready to go. The sooner that I can be warm and in bed, the happier I am. Hello, Wendy. Are you a bath or shower person?
Most definitely bath.
Oh, thank you, Wendy. And do you fancy it up?
Oh, definitely. But with a glass of wine and chocolate.
Oh, that sounds like a good moment.
The problem is, though, Duncan, I'm the one who rang in a while back and said they'd never tried Nutella.
Yep, yep.
Now, I have to tell you, I also don't like Vegemite and I don't like coffee.
Oh, no.
Oh.
But what about Nutella?
No, I've never tried it.
Wendy.
You've got to give it a go, Wendy. Next time you have one of those baths, add Nutella to the mix. 1-300-40-2020 and the text line 0448-40-2020. A bath or shower for you, Sally. What are you choosing?
I'm choosing a bath. Oh. I go Duncan. It's a bath.
It's got to be a bath, doesn't it?
My goodness.
I'm a nurse, and baths are very therapeutic.
Oh. Okay, you don't think they're dirty, stewing in your own juices, as Duncan said?
My mum used to say, you're soaking in your own juice. Okay, well, that's your opinion, and I love them, so I do it in spite.
I like it. I love it, Sally.
That's the attitude.
I feel a little bit like... Hey, listen, do you prefer a shower or a bath here in Hopeland? 1-300-40-2020.
Justine, you've got a unique mix this morning. How do you approach it?
Well, I love a bath. Candles, glass of wine, but then after the bath, I hop in the shower.
Really?
Just for a shower, what, to rinse off? Why the shower?
Yes, because someone years ago said, a bath, you're lying in your own muck. And it really got into my head. And I can't just get out of the bath and get dressed and put my pyjamas on. I have to have a shower.
Yeah, you got to rinse it off. I think that logic works, but clearly the whole idea of stewing in your juices is well and truly ingrained.
Laura, I'm noticing a trend right now that I seem to be the only guy who's having a bath at any stage right now.
Let me avail your fears that you're a bit too girly with Peter. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. So you choose a bath, do you?
Oh, it's got to be a bath.
Oh, bath man.
Yeah, and I think all these people that keep saying, oh, you're stewing in your own juices. I haven't been out digging in a coal mine all day and get straight into the bath.
That's my thought, Peter, right? I mean, I'm not a particularly dirty guy.
Yeah, so as long as you're not covered in grime, get in the bath. Okay, if you are that bad, have a quick, like you said, have a quick rinse beforehand.
Yeah.
A bit of Epsom salts in the bath.
So, Peter, you do go fancy. Do you enjoy like the chocolate and a wine as Duncan?
Not chocolate, maybe a wine or a beer.
Nice.
Put on a bit of music. The family knows, leave me alone for about an hour. I've got to keep topping up the hot water every so often, but, oh, boy, it's
the best, isn't it?
And baths aren't for getting clean. They're for relaxing.
Oh, wow. That's a good point.
You're selling it. Hello, Nick.
Hi there.
So were you choosing the bath?
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely a bath person because, I find that the shower, you can't sit down and put on a movie or something. I always get, like, my favourite TV show and put it on in the corner. And of like up on the sink, and then watch the movie and put my phone in a little Glad wrap bag or the Ziploc bag or something so it doesn't fall in, and then nice. I'm set, you know.
Well, you're like living the life.
Do you know what? You've earned a bath, man. Go have one today.
1-300-40-2020, a bath or shower. Hello, Margaret.
Hey, how are you?
Doing very well. So, what's your choice?
Look, I've kind of been convinced by listening to everybody else that I'm actually a bit of both, but I've got some stories to tell you.
Okay.
I was actually married to someone that was allergic to vertical water, so he had to have a bath, and he convinced me that baths were pretty special, and I'm about to move, and one of the prerequisites of the new place that I'm going was that it had a bath, so I'm pretty conscious of having the bath there.
I love it. Oh,
Margaret,
my goodness.
Love it. I absolutely adore going to the beach, but there has not been a single point in my life where I've gotten down to the beach and I've said to myself, I reckon I could get to the other side on a paddleboard.
Yeah, like the other side of the ocean.
Exactly. You know, you don't get there and go, oh, I reckon I could get across that on a paddleboard.
I do wonder what's out past the waves.
Yeah, I mean, I have often thought to myself, you know, maybe I'm going to get a chicken burger after this, but not ever that. So Chris Burtish has paddleboarded across the Atlantic Ocean from Morocco to the USA, 4,000 mile journey.
Oh my goodness.
He did it on a paddleboard.
Yeah.
Now, it's a pretty specialised...
Well, that is where I have my bone of contention, because I commend him. That is an incredible feat. Well done. Pat on the back. But you look at pictures of this paddleboard.
And you're a paddleboarder, right? You do this kind of stuff.
I'm going to claim that is the biggest compliment. Okay. I have been on a paddleboard. I stood up for about 10 minutes. Very proud of myself. So I'm totally a paddleboarder.
Okay. Yeah.
His paddleboard, though, looks more like fancy jet ski, because it's got that curved front, real big and chunky, then a flat bit in the middle. It actually looks kind of like a sandal, because then you've got the little heel bit at the back.
He spent $120,000 on this thing. Here's what I thought was really impressive. I mean, yeah, listen, the paddleboard is pretty special. You can actually eat inside
of
it.
And I think there's an antenna and stuff
there
on there, too.
There is an antenna on there.
Ridiculous.
There's a radio built into it as well. But he also did the press conference for this standing up, which after 4,000 miles, someone deserves a seat, right?
I'm still calling myself a paddleboarder. I don't care how good he sounds.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It is. is Feel Good Friday, and on 1-300-40-2020, we are celebrating your wins for the week, or you can jump on the text line, 0-448-40-2020.
Good morning, Cruz. What is your win for the week?
I got a dog.
Yeah! Wow! What kind of dog did you get?
A Bichon Frise, toy poodle.
Oh, goodness. That is fluffy and gorgeous by the sound of things.
Have you been petitioning to get a dog for a little while now from Mum and Dad?
Oh, a long time. I got it for my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Congratulations. 1-300-40-2020, celebrating your wins for the week. Hello, Isaac. What is it that you're celebrating?
Yesterday was my big brother's 17th birthday.
Woo! So in your household, do you get a little gift as well, or is it all about him on his birthday?
It's all happy on his birthday.
Now, Isaac, what did he get for it? Because 17's a pretty big birthday. Did he get anything special?
He got wireless headphones.
Ooh, that's nice.
That's a pretty good
gift. Yeah, that's a pretty good teenager gift right there.
You got to note that down, Isaac, and then tell your mum and dad when you're 17.
That's
exactly
right.
What you want.
Doug, what are we celebrating?
I've been nominated to run the Commonwealth Games torch for Queensland.
Whoa! Oh, my goodness. So how did you get nominated to do that, Doug?
Well, I have done a couple of other torches.
Yeah?
I've done the Olympic torch.
Wow.
And I've done the Commonwealth Games torch when it went to Melbourne.
Now, Doug,
congratulations.
Do you have to get fire safety training to run a torch?
Oh, I don't think so. As long as you're fit enough and you're right.
All right.
On you, Doug. Well, I hope you get it. You'll have to keep us posted. Good morning, Sharon. What is it that you're celebrating?
I'm celebrating that my house came best in the swimming carnival.
Oh, yes, Sharon. Now, did you swim in the event?
I didn't swim in it, but I'm the house captain of my team.
Oh, well done, Captain.
What's the name of your house?
Thorpe.
Well, hey, there might have been some bias there, Sharon. Thorpe. It's Team Thorpe House is a good house.
Totally going to win. 1-300-40-2020. Hello, Karen. What is your win for the week?
Hello. Nice to speak to you guys. I got engaged this week.
Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you very much.
When is the big day? How did he propose? Tell us your story.
The weather didn't help him, but he did a beautiful proposal, and we're going to Fiji in September to get married.
Now, Karen, is it a classic princess cut engagement ring? What are you rocking right now?
Look, I don't want to say too much because I haven't actually got a ring yet, but we're going together to get a ring.
Oh, he's a wise man allowing you to pick it. Yep.
Congratulations, 1-300-40-2020 with your win for the week. My goodness, what a big one it's been.
Yeah.
The week's best bits. Laura and Duncan's Hope Breakfast Podcast.
Such a great week.
Yeah, and you know what?
So great.
Particularly glad. If you're listening to this on this lovely Friday afternoon,
yeah.
I'm going to Adele tomorrow, and that's fantastic.
Wow,
and if you listen
great.
To it
benefits
later.
Benefits everyone. Everyone's going to Adele. Oh, no, hold on. No one except you. I will be at home washing fridge magnets and cleaning
well,
up.
Well, enjoy it because I'm going to be at Adele. I'll see
Hello.
You next week.
Hey, that button down the bottom, press it, subscribe, maybe even vote.
Subscribe, yeah.
5 stars.
You don't vote, you just rate.
I don't want to influence you. Definitely 5 stars.
5 stars.
4.5, maybe.
Subscribe. Bye.
Bye.
Hope Breakfast with Laura and Duncan. 6 till 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.